Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information, and support.
Well, good evening, folks. It's Soph again. I'm sorry if I sound quite nasal and froggy-like, but I've got a little bit of a cold, so take as you find. Anyway, just a quick one, because I'm going to do the majority of a podcast tomorrow, but this is a quick recap on what you can get for your baby, and generally how Margot is doing. Now, for those of you who may think that my speech sounds a bit strange, well, that's because I'm really exaggerating my speech. I'm really exaggerating it because it helps in many, many situations with my stammer, and it also helps to improve confidence. Anyway, as I say, this one will be brief since many of you, well, quite a lot of you have been asking, where am I and have I dropped off the earth? But I've not. And the main podcast will be tomorrow, where the star of the show, Margot, will be on the podcast, gurgling away, and we'll do a little bit of Baby Sensations and have the Baby Sensations music on to boot, and she loves it. Anyway, for just a brief talk on what we've got for Margot and how generally she's progressing. Well, at 24 weeks, she's really thriving. She weighed last week when we weighed her. She was 13.8 pounds. So that's nearly a stone. She's a big pudding, yay! And she's nearly sitting up. She can really balance her head, and she's actually lifting herself up onto her elbows. I posted a picture approximately 2 weeks ago now of her actually pushing herself up on her elbows, and there were several likes and loads of people were really surprised at how well she was doing, and it was really, really great to know that you all really, really liked the photo as well. She's also gurgling away and she's really laughing now, although I say that, but whenever I try to get a proper video of her laughing, I can't, because I'm sure she senses that she's being videoed. I get her gurgling like goo 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 goo, but her actually laughing, not a prayer. Well, I say not a prayer, but not yet. But all in a day's work, as you say. I'm sure I'll have her laughing on a video pretty soon. I also put her on a tummy for several times a day, since it's vital that you give them as much tummy time as you can, just for around about 30 seconds at a time, because it can strengthen her back and it can strengthen your baby's neck, head, and it can generally aid them to sit up and help with other mobility skills and coordination skills in the future. They also advise that we do tummy time with her at sure start at least 5 or 6 times a day to improve her neck muscles, her head, her shoulders, which will enable her to crawl, etc., and sit up in the future. Excuse me. So, briefly then, on to the stuff that we've
screen locked.
The stuff that we've, well, gotten together then. Since I last posted, we've got her a snuggy chair, and this is a really robust chair. You can get it from Mothercare, and it's a robust plastic chair, because apparently you can get a little chair that's called a bumba, and the bumba is like a polystyrene chair, I think, and it's got a little tray with it that slots onto the actual front of the polystyrene bit of the chair. However, the problem with the bumper is that it can collapse in on itself because it isn't very strong in that respect. So, I really suggest that you get the snuggy chair. There are 2 versions from Mothercare. You can either get the American version, which is quite similar to the British version, except that the American version, no, British version rather, the British version has the toys built in, like rattles and excuse me, baby paraphernalia like that, and with the American chair you just have the chair and the tray, and when you've finished with the tray it can slot into the front of the seat of the chair, and you have a very, very compact tray to take, chair to take with you. Also, should you wish, you can actually strap the chair onto a regular adult-sized chair, so that at meal times, say if you're in the kitchen or if you're in your dining room, you can actually have your little one at the table with you so that he or she can observe you eating. And this is what we do when Margot is in the kitchen, like say if we're having a meal or having our tea, breakfast, etc. I actually insisted on this from a very early age from Margot, but I actually insisted that she came into the kitchen with us, because it would be then like a family unit. Excuse me. Would be like a family unit, and she would associate the kitchen and the table with meal times. And one of the great things as well is that she wouldn't be on her own, because she loves people being with her. Today, as it happened, I also got her some little baby tambourines, and she loves them. She grabs everything now. She's at the stage where she grabs everything, and she's grabbing my feet, and she grabs her granddad's nose, and she is into a great many things now, which is great. Just a quick one then about if you wish to take your little one on holiday, you can get your desired milk at Bootsy's or Superdrug, i.e. take the travel pack of milk on the plane, or you can get it at the airport and have it delivered to your home, and then you can take the 75ml bottles of milk onto the plane with you and explain the situation to your airline provider prior to flying. We have the Aptamil, so we had the 75ml Aptamil bottles of liquid so that we could take it on board the plane with us. Because in October we went to Tenerife and Margot absolutely loved it. She was in seventh heaven. We went into the kiddies' pool and she loved splashing about. She had a safety ring on her and she loved it, absolutely loved it. Anyway, that's about it, and I'll post a longer podcast tomorrow with the star of the show. But for now, I just wanted to quickly touch base and say that we're still here, and please excuse tomorrow if Margot or I do sound a little bit croaky, because we both have a bit of a cold, and she will be fine though, I'm sure. Anyway, I hope that's been some informative listening, and as usual, all comments and likes and general inquiries are welcome. If you wish, feel free to add me on Facebook at Sophia Mackay, or feel free to email VITalk at the usual VITalk email address. Anyway, chin chin, and bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.